Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
The Cougars back.
We got, it was sent to us on Sunday.
The Cougar is back.
We got pictures sent to us from a camera. Not taken off the news, just taken by the guy's backyard camera.
And so he sent them directly to you.
Yeah.
He said, here, Brian, look, this is in my backyard.
Yeah.
And just, what, again?
It just never came up. It's breaking news.
What's the DNR doing?
I heard the DNR man say that they were going to look at the photos and make sure it was a cougar. And, go from there. And I looked at the photos, and this guy says it was in my backyard.
Oh, here's a question.
Guy says it was in my backyard. Tried to call it on the one question line, but couldn't get through.
Oh. Oh, why don't important people get through? Why do you people get through?
So, I've looked at the pictures.
Okay.
Yeah. And I can't tell whether it's a cougar or a mountain lion or a puma.
Oh.
Some DNR specialist will have to look at it to determine what it is, because, I guess you have to be some kind of DNR specialist to recognize. That's a mountain lion.
Which leads me to my next question. Who gets to determine, when does it become, it was officially cited? Does it have to be cited by a law enforcement officer, by the DNR?
I don't know.
By whom? Does there have to be a picture captured? Because years ago with
that
tornadoes.
That Milwaukee Lion picture capture, you said this could be a picture from anywhere.
That was grainy, and it was, we never got it. No, where'd this come from? This guy says, this is my backyard. Here's we have a guy. I don't doubt that this thing is around. It's been seen over and over, and this is one of the bad pictures we have of it.
Yeah, there's no face.
I mean, that one, it's, looking in the windows, and it's in color, and it's almost a close-up. This is more of it's a trail cam, and it's a little bit.
That's a tree in the background.
You've identified the tree then.
Well, it looks to be about, 3 or 4 inches in diameter. At least.
Man, that cougar looks big.
That's what I say.
It could take an adult out.
Who said it was like having a serial killer in your neighborhood?
Somebody on the news, somebody who was talking, said this is the equivalent of just having a serial killer roaming your community. Why aren't they doing something about it? I haven't seen any face of the DNR out in front of this going, we are on this. We've moved resources to the southeast corner of the state. We've concentrated them in the Menominee Falls Colgate area. I haven't heard any of that. Brookfield. How about Brookfield? How about you put a trap in Brookfield?
Maybe because other communities live with mountain lions around them all the time.
Not in this state. This is unusual.
What was I just watching? Was Canada or Maine or somewhere? Where was it? Cougar and her cubs camped out by a high school.
Yeah, I wouldn't be comfortable with that.
No, the mother cougar died, and they captured one of the babies, and the other one died.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't just leave them there. But they had been there for a while. There's always that thing, well, they don't want anything to do with you.
Until they want to eat you. Right, they don't want anything to do with me until they do.
I understand that. It's a wild animal. It's looking for the easiest prey available. If it doesn't want anything to do with me, though, we saw the video of the thing walking across the yard and looking in someone's window.
It seemed like he was kind of a nosy Nate.
That doesn't mean if you walked out the front door, it would leap on you. It might just as well run away. But
what do you think? How confident are you in that that happening?
50%.
50%.
It's a 50-50 shot to me, and that's not very good.
I think it's lower than that.
It might take off, but it might spring on you. It depends on you know, who sees who first. And
even if I can get away from it, you know, let's say it jumps on me. Even if I can get away, I'm going to be pretty shredded up.
Yeah, they got, what is their leaping ability? It's some incredible thing.
It's better than yours.
You think you're far away from it, but it can spring like
feet. You're within pouncing distance.
I don't think there's any getting away from it. That thing would be on you so fast and biting your spine.
Oh, ow, ow, that's my, ow.
The guy that said that was like a big cat expert.
Is that who it was?
He was like from South Africa or something.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And he's the guy who said, this thing is the equivalent of having a serial killer roam your neighborhood.
Yeah. I think he had a show. I think he's, you know, used to making things over dramatic, kind of.
Okay. But still, that's, you know, if I don't think you can over dramatize the fact that this thing can eat you.
Right. But I think you know, he's a guy that says stuff to get reaction and, you know.
Worked on me.
Yeah.
I saw one yawn. I saw not the one that's on the loose. They just had one that was probably in a zoo that they had gone and take pictures of. And I saw it yawn. And I thought, and I looked at those teeth. I went, holy cow. Once they sink those into you, you have no chance. That's it. Game over.
Yeah.
Game over.
But there's the same animals roaming the hills around Los Angeles.
It's fine. I don't live in Los Angeles.
But they're the same animal, and they're in a populated area, and you don't hear about people being attacked in Los Angeles every day.
I've seen emergency. I've seen people pounced on by mountain lions. And we've had stories in the news about some girls out, like, riding their bike. And remember that one was trying to drag her friend off, and she was in a tug of war with this mountain lion years ago.
I'm wondering out loud. Okay. I'm not saying we should do nothing about this critter.
How do you think that girl feels when you tell her, yeah, but they just don't do this often? You were just unlucky.
This often is the operative phrase because it means it happens sometimes.
Yeah. Yes. Good. Glad you're on board with that. So I'd like to see
Should be done?
The state of Wisconsin, I don't know. I've never had to trap or hunt a cougar. That's the DNR's job. I'm not in the DNR. I'm on the radio.
I want to know how it got so far off course that it wound up here and it stays here.
Well, I think it's easy pickings here. I think it's just it's going, man, life is so easy here. There's deer everywhere.
Don't you think it's a little cold? Is it cold where you came from? Is food plentiful? It wouldn't be around if it wasn't eating, right?
No, I think this thing's doing really well. And I think it's doing really well in Colgate, Menominee Falls, Brookfield.
Are dogs missing? Are cats missing?
Are dogs barking at this thing at all when it passes through the yard?
I want to know what it's eating.
So it's back. It's back in the news. We have new pictures of it. It's just mocking law enforcement.
Law enforcement. What law is it breaking?
If you're a cop in Washington or Waukesha County, what are the orders? Shoot to kill if you see it?
I don't know.
Shoot to wound? Radio it in?
Not sure. I think it depends where you see it.
If I shine this thing at night, is it going to freeze like a deer?
I don't think so.
No, okay.
No, you're living in cougar
country. It's right in
now.
My backyard. It's right there.
Go sit
if it's
on your back front porch at night with a flashlight.
Do you want someone shooting it on your front porch? I mean,
well, depends.
It depends. Fire what way into your living room.
Depends what way they're shooting from, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's on your front porch.
What if I'm shooting from in the house?
No, someone else is shooting at the cougar.
Well, you could shoot from
your front.
You could shoot from the side of the house, not necessarily into the house.
So you think someone will take up position to outflank the cougar?
Tactical.
I don't know if there's time for that. I'm going to walk over to the side of the house and take my shot from there.
The bullet goes away toward someone else's house.
Yes, right. So, beanbags?
Darts?
Yeah, do we dart it?
I don't think every cop has that type of
thing
in their car.
Right. Mace? Give it a teddy bear. They have that in their car for kids.
I think
who's a nice cougar? Who's a nice cougar?
I think if you can get a safe shot at it, you shoot it, right?
Don't we have a houndsman somewhere? Put their dogs on it?
Good.
Tree it or something?
Are they treeable?
I saw it on TV.
That's how they got one? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have a team of hounds that's trained to hunt cougars in the area?
I don't know.
Do we have one? Do we have some of those?
I saw them on TV.
Well, where were they?
I can't remember.
Oh, maybe we can call
them. Northwoods Law kind of thing. Mm-hmm. What was it? They were some game wardens with dogs.
On the other hand, this morning, remember yesterday we had that story about the baby fox? Is that a cub? Is that a pup? Kit?
Kit sounds like you're putting one together.
Mm-hmm.
Got a fox kit. Screwed its legs on its body yesterday. Got to glue its head on tomorrow.
But we had that one about the mangy tiny fox that was recovering at the Humane Society.
Was dehydrated.
And I said, boy, you just never see foxes. I saw one this morning.
You saw one.
Saw one this morning.
Yeah.
Just went shooting into the woods as I was driving in. Shoop.
What did you say, kit, pup, or cub?
Yeah.
They were all used.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The most widespread wild dog in the world, foxes. Are they?
How many continents are they on?
Wild dog. Oh, I don't know.
Well, they're not a cat. We know that. They're not a bird.
Foxes are the only canine that can retract their claws.
What?
How about that?
I've never heard this. Like a cat. So they are cat-like.
Yeah, they're kind of, you know.
Can retract their claws.
They have issues. Gray foxes are the only canine able to climb trees.
What?
That's the gray fox.
Where is the gray fox located?
No, no.
Man, I would do that Peter Lorre. Now I've seen everything if I saw a dog climbing a tree and hadn't heard this here first.
Well, it's the fox that climbs the tree, gray fox.
Remember, Bob, if you see the cougar up by you,
yeah,
you're urged to fill out the DNR's large mammal observation form.
Hon, I'm going to murder this cougar. Could you fill out that paperwork, please?
No, the DNR reminds people the cougar is a protected animal.
I can't
kill it. Do not hunt it.
I can't.
Well, you see it, fill out the form. Yeah. Where's the form?
Should have a lot of those
things.
You yell out the back door at the cougar, I'm filling out the forms right now. I'm filling them out right now.
You're in trouble, mister.
Right. I'm going to submit these. I'm not kidding. Get out of here.
Wow. Kind of advice is that?
Do not harm the animal. What if it's harming me?
Four-page form for us, please.
Yeah, I go in with my head all bandaged up where it had bitten into my skull.
And here's your form.
I'm being charged. Right, I have my forms, a dead cougar, because I've stabbed it to death, you know, while it was on my head, and
your
I'm in trouble.
It's all shredded and bloody.
Right, full of my blood. I presented him with the forms. He was not impressed.
Yeah.
I think if you check my paperwork, you'll see it's all in order.
Even though my ear's been chewed off.
Right. Wow. Do not. Well, wait. If we can't hunt it, what do? We just have to take it?
Scare it away. Get big. Don't run. Don't turn your back to it. Present your jugular to it. Stand up. Mm-hmm. Get big.
Yes. They go for the spine, don't they?
Yeah.
I don't
At least
know.
A lion does.
Mm-hmm. They might just bite me in the face until I stop moving. Oh, jeez. Right in the face. He's biting me right in the face. What? Doesn't matter where they latch on. Let's say they latch onto your thigh. You know, they're just on the front.
With those
on
teeth?
On your quad.
You're not getting them off.
Oh, no. I think he just starts eating.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, this is good meat.
I'd be really worried to have kids up around that area.
Of course. Right. That's what I'm saying. Where is the DNR? What are they doing? Do we have patrols? Do we have a some sort of rolling
for buses in the morning in the area?
Yeah.
I'm sure we do.
Of course.
That could get really weird. What, who's doing what?
I haven't heard a word. Not a word. Well, they could be doing plenty and they're just not telling us because they don't want us out screwing this up.
Don't want it like Jaws?
Yes.
Where everyone's out there.
Yes.
All of a sudden, shooting everything that's moving.
800 boats are charging out into the ocean, right?
He's got a couple of dogs strung up in their front yard.
Yeah.
Shot me this mountain lion. Shot four of them. That's a Labrador. Donate.
They have dynamite.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you know, that was Steven Spielberg's vision of how America reacts to everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe they don't want that. Maybe they are on the case.
Possibly. Not saying it couldn't happen, but Jaws was fiction, you know.
I think that's the best scenario. Everybody from Colgate, Menominee Falls, charges into the streets.
Coming in.
Torches,
right.
Guns,
like pitchforks, right. People from as far away as Fenimore.
So do you?
We need a Northwoods Wild Wood Northern Exposure Law show here.
How far away do you have to
something
go?
To do anyway?
How far away do you have to go from the spottings from the areas they've actually been seen in Brookfield, Colgate, Menominee Falls, Racine? Do you feel safe if you're in Racine? Like, yeah, it's not around here.
I don't know. It moved pretty close, fast over to Brookfield.
Anything other to do than walk,
right.
Eat, and sleep, right?
Yeah, it covers a lot of ground in a hurry.
Right. Although it's sort of been in the same area. I mean,
right.
50 square miles or 50 mile radius probably.
It's got to cross major roads, though. Like, you know.
No one has seen this
67
in their car going, what was that?
Right. Crossing 164 or something.
Do you feel safe in East Troy?
I think you could get there pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. No, East Troy had that chupacabra thing out there. Remember?
How long ago was that?
20 years.
They're due for something then. They're due for some new excitement.
What did they have? They had the Swamp Road Monster or something.
Was it the Squatch with the grabbing the deer out of the back of the out of the truck?
Yeah, that was up in where was that? That was Germantown?
Seems like that was up around Keewaskum or something.
I think it was closer to here. Yeah, but the guy said he pulled over to fix his trailer, and a Bigfoot came and stole a deer out of the back of his truck and ran off into the woods.
I shouldn't even brought it up because this thing is real, this mountain lion. There's
100% real.
And funny how people who just have had cameras out in their backyard have gotten video of an animal that's not supposed to be here, especially. But with all the shows and all the people looking for all the Bigfoots in all the world, we still don't have
right, not a hair,
thing.
Not one hair.
Yeah.
So, not right. One pile of dung has been left in someone's backyard.
You know, there's a question. Anyone find this cougar's dung piles or
cougar
anything?
Scat?
Would you know it if you saw it?
Some
would
guys
you just
would.
Think a dog or a cat or something?
Well, if you don't have a dog and you see some sort of turd in your backyard and you go examine it, like neighbors, would you just think it was the neighbor's dog?
Are you a turd expert?
No.
Do you think it's a coyote or a wolf?
Hunters know it, though. Hunters, yeah, they're really
tracks,
familiar with it.
You know, a big cat track would look a lot different than a coyote.
You don't have any
track.
Kind of fur-covered, musket-carrying tracker who can sniff the air and decide where this thing is?
I'm sure we have plenty of people who would love to go find this thing.
Yeah.
We'd love to spend a week or two just, you know, tracking it. That's all they do. They, you know, track. You know, like that dude in Butch and Sundance who tracked them. Who
is that guy? William Waters is the best tracker. Rooster Cogburn is the meanest.
But
L.T. Quinn is probably the best.
You're crossing up movies here. That's
True
Grit.
You said a trigger word there.
So, yeah, this thing is out there. It's around. We'd gone a week or so without hearing a thing about a week or two, and I thought, well, maybe it got run over or something like that. Nope, it's fine. It just wasn't walking by anybody's trail cams.
Where is it right now? Where is it? It's somewhere. Mm-hmm. Bedded down.
Is
out
it
there?
Is it nocturnal? When does it move? Day or night?
What is
this
it
picture
eating?
Looks like a nighttime picture.
Deer? You know, we've seen it in the day. That Brookfield picture was clearly during the day. So
maybe it's just erratic like that.
I would think deer.
Turkey.
Can you catch one? Turkeys are pretty, they have good escape ability. They can shoot straight up. I watched them shoot straight. I watched a fox trying to get one once in my backyard.
Another fox.
I stood with my own
stupid
face, and it looked like the turkey was launched like a missile. Zoom, straight up. I mean, straight up and sitting 30 feet up in a tree in a split second. It was amazing.
You'd think some livestock would be missing or found dead.
Got a cow or something. A lot of
smaller, maybe.
Dairy farms up there around Colgate.
Well, this time of year, more of those livestock are being kept indoors too. They're not. If it were summer and they were just out to pasture all summer, yeah, then I would say it'd be.
What about even just chickens or something?
My movie would have the farm family sitting down to dinner. It would be getting dark, so it'd have to be before daylight savings time kicked in.
Well, it's dinner, right? The sun setting, the glow of the house,
yeah,
the lights coming out the windows, and a nice white farmhouse.
Their horses would be whinnying, and their cows would be mooing, and
a little disturbance,
like too much. And Papa gets up to go outside.
Does he grab his gun?
Sure, he does.
Really?
Oh, wait, maybe he wouldn't.
Oh,
let's have him not do it.
Okay.
Just what the hell's going on out there? Probably them dogs again.
Right. Okay, keep going.
Go out and he just doesn't come back for hours. You know, the family's
got to
go. They find him laying there in the yard all.
Does he have a Norwegian accent? Like he's just come to this country? What the hell?
Sure, let's do that.
Okay. Really
camp
it up.
Let's do the Hollywood version of Wisconsin.
And the children go out to Papa?
Papa, your dinner's getting cold.
And then they say, he's been pulled up into a tree. His dead carcass.
Right, and then the little girls would be looking around the yard with the flashlight.
They see drips.
Blood would drip on them.
Drip, yeah. What's that?
And they'd look up and.
There's Papa.
There's Papa. That's Wisconsin Cougar.